Alexander de Trolio. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the former Vatican nuncio who has accused a number of high-ranking Vatican officials, including the Pope, of covering up sex abuse, stated that the sanctions he says had been placed on Archbishop Theodore McCarrick were, quote, private, and that neither he nor then-Pope Benedict XVI were able to enforce them. Vigano, who went into hiding after releasing the letter containing the accusations, has been communicating with the writers who helped him publish it. A writer who wrote the original story of the Archbishop's letter on the Register stated that his source says the now-retired Pope Benedict is, quote, unable to remember very well how the alleged sanctions were handled and remembers the instructions being a simple request to keep a low profile. A court in Myanmar has sentenced two journalists from Reuters to 7 years in prison, accusing them of illegal possession of official documents. The ruling received international criticism. The two journalists had been reporting on Myanmar's treatment of the Rohingya people when they were arrested for breaking the Official Secrets Act. They had pled not guilty and claimed the police framed them, an allegation that appeared to be corroborated during the presentation of evidence phase when a police officer testified that his commander ordered him to plant the documents on the journalists. Following the testimony, the officer was jailed for violating police regulations, and the courts decided to allow the trial to move forward. President Trump criticized a top union leader over remarks the man made on the president's NAFTA negotiations. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, whose organization assists and overlooks many unions, stated that because the economies of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are, quote, integrated, it's important to make sure that discussions and efforts to change the trade agreement should include Canada. Trump had stated that there was, quote, no political necessity to keep Canada a part of NAFTA. Following Trumka's remarks, the president tweeted that he, quote, represented his union poorly on television this weekend, adding that it was easy to see why unions are doing badly. In their annual report, the U.S. International Commission on Religious Freedom highlighted 28 countries for repressing religious liberty. 16 countries, including Myanmar, Central African Republic, China, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and Russia, were listed as Tier 1, the harshest level of repression. To be placed in Tier 1 means the, quote, government engages in or tolerates particularly severe religious freedom violations, meaning those that are systematic, ongoing, and egregious. The report focused on supporting the release of specific prisoners, the use of blasphemy laws that should be repealed, and women and religious freedom. The report also included recommendations for the Trump administration and for Congress to better advocate for religious freedom around the world. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.